just like Davy Moyes and
Sir Alex Ferguson, who obviously is going to carry on
up the Khyber. A lot of people don't realise that he was in the early Carry On films, but my favourite of his films was
Die Another Day,
which was what he made when he was a Welshman.
Not bad if you get the right question.
I think sometimes if you do quite a quick transition, good, but then you've got to sometimes let it go a longer time.
Okay, let's try another one. This is just for the ducking about with ideas for next season, Pat. As an idea for a round. Okay, so let's go with
something should be in the Olympics because.
Yeah. My favourite Olympic event is. So the question today's tag team is my favourite Olympic event is Pat.
Volleyball, but it's not the ladies' volleyball. It's actually a men's volleyball because.
Because the men's volleyball, the interesting thing about that is they occasionally get into the pool with the synchronised swimmers. And that does make it an interesting event because they're not just
jumping into the air. They're also holding the breath, pirouetting and using ribbon, pole vault and the other accoutrements of the gymnast arena. Nadia Comăneci is my favourite
Romanian, but I've got lots of other Romanians that I quite like as well. One that
that guy Ceaușescu, a wacky guy he was, particularly because
forks. The thing is, the question is how it turns into points, right? So maybe there's a dynamic where whoever after we feel it's done enough after a couple of minutes, you let somebody finish the job.
Okay.
And they get the 2 points or something. How do we turn
our,
it into
or maybe 4-3-2-1?
What are you going to say, Neil?
I would say that the person that has to. We all have to stop dead when you hit that.
Yeah.
That's the only way it works really well.
Or else you get to Mornington Crescent.
And
I think I was going
to
say
I
this
think
sounds
the key
like
is all the link words.
Are you suggesting
are
that Fight and Talk would rip off another format? Pat?
I may not take it from you, Martin, when you say because, but and you know where you're going to go. But I think you would say, and the reason why I love that is because. I think it's fantastic. You may go on, but you give me enough time if I think we change it. Or I go, no, I'll stay with Martin for the guy and then hit it at the end of a sentence. You can go, well, actually, I think I'm to. And bear in mind, it's one person giving the answer. So it's like you can say, oh, I'm actually, do you know what? I'm actually talking rubbish. Let me change completely.
Also, if you're briefed on the question, you'll have more content anyway, won't you? A lot of that was really good lines. And then we do have, obviously, four very erudite panellists today. But a lot of that was good lines, but given if you'd known what the question was, you'd probably have more opinions as well.
Yeah. Should we try one more?
But how are you going to score it then?
I would say, what about 4-3-2-1? Or what about not 1-2-3? So you go, right, no points whatsoever for Neil. Yeah? 1 point for Martin, 2 for Eleanor, and the hallelujah for Pat. That's a possibility, and it gives us a chance to every week reinforce the scores.
Or is it just 2 bonus points for whoever's best?
Or it could just be the hallelujah goes too.
For the line.
Okay.
Javelin.
Should we try another one, which is just a complete rip off?
I'm sorry, I haven't a clue.
Just to trap me, may as well now. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's time for the percentage round. Not 100 chance of Stoke City winning the FA Cup today, Eleanor.
Out of 100, odds of Stoke City winning the FA Cup.
50, it's a percentage.
Okay,
so
72.
So give me a reason. No, go give a reason and then go, and then the percentage.
Okay, I think that Stoke City have a very good chance of winning the FA Cup final this afternoon because, in a way, the expectations on them are so much less. Manchester City clearly have to win something after all the money that's been pumped into them. So I'm going for a 72% chance.
72%, Mark Kellner.
I think that it's Manchester City's time. It's Manchester City's destiny. They're not won the cup for a long time. Stoke City not won it ever. So I think it's Manchester City's cup, and I'm going for a 72% Manchester City.
Okay. Question was Stoke, so 28.
28% Stoke.
Yeah, but that'd be funny if people do that. Pat.
I think money talks in this world where we talk about statistics all the time. And I think Stoke use statistics a lot, but the fact that they have spent less on their entire team than Man City have spent in Carlos Tevez, I think that's going to work. And also the power ratios are all in Manchester City's favour. So I'm going for another very interesting stat. 33.33333 recurring is the percentage chance that they've got of winning.
Okay, Neil Stoke winning the FA Cup.
You better strap it out, we've got halfway through news.
That doesn't really work. It's the basis of something we could. Right, okay. I think that could work the pass the buck, right?
Yeah, I think that's quite good, actually. It does rely on people who